The Republican-controlled House recently passed a budget with a provision to defund President Obama's signature Affordable Care Act. The House plan will likely not make it through the Democrat-controlled Senate. New York Congressman Bill Owens, a Democrat of the 21st District, recently predicted the odds on whether Democrats and Republicans can find an agreement in the coming days.
Well, I've been predicting it at 50-50.
Owens said that time will be short for members of Congress to strike an agreement over a Senate package before Monday's deadline.
Now they're telling us the earliest we'll vote is Saturday or Sunday. The earliest we'll vote. That means we're only going to vote on the Senate package, which means likely it'll go back to the Senate. So we're going to be playing ping pong for a while.
This week, Massachusetts 1st District Democrat Richard Neal, who has served in Congress since 1989, said that idealistic, recently elected Republicans on the far right are advocating for a dangerous result.
The imminent danger here is the following. More than 80% of the members of the House of Representatives have now served for such a short period of time that they don't remember the 1994 shutdown. And for those who have argued that limited experience is to be the preferred path, you can have a different picture of that as you watch events play out.
Republican Chris Gibson of New York's 19th District voted for the House bill passed last week that would defund the Affordable Care Act. Gibson says he believes the law is not ready to be implemented. He also says that delaying Obamacare would give Congress a chance to take another look at cuts from the sequester and find ways to reinstate federal funding to certain programs.
We've got conservatives that are looking to defund the Affordable Care Act. We have liberals that want to eliminate the sequester. And in my view, what I think is a reasonable, thoughtful, and productive compromise is if we delay the Affordable Care Act till January 2015, we lift the sequester, link it together with the Affordable Care Act, moving them both to some point in January, perhaps 31 January 2015, and work together to focus on economic growth.
But even if Congress can strike a deal over Obamacare or the sequester, the battle over the debt ceiling is also looming. Congressional Republicans are seeking to prevent an increase on the nation's $16.7 trillion borrowing limit. President Obama has said he would not accept any plan that would degrade the nation's credit rating. A similar battle in 2011 downgraded the U.S.'s Standard & Poor's credit rating from AAA to AA+. Congressman Paul Tonko of New York's 20th District, a Democrat, held a press conference this week speaking against a government shutdown and claimed that House Republicans were holding the nation hostage.
And I think to hold hostage the nation's budget or the nation's credit rating at a very critical time would not be in the best interests of this nation.
Tonko said he was hoping that as lawmakers take their votes, common sense will prevail. I'm Lucas Willard, WAMC News.